Hi, this is Jason Kidd. You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Bescarini, KOAL, 750 AM.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, again, live from the Auto Farm Studios here on 107.3 FM and 750 AM. We're being joined by Tom Perkins of HoopCityNews.com. Tom, he is an independent NBA scout, been around the game for an extremely long time, and so I'm really curious to get Tom's thoughts and have this next conversation. There was news that came out yesterday that basketball legend Magic Johnson will be the subject of a new feature film documentary from XTR in which the filmmakers have been granted, quote, unprecedented access, end quote. And I use that because that was really the selling point for the very successful Chicago Bulls documentary that we just saw last month, entitled The Last Dance. We got to see an in-depth look, right? Video of things that we have never seen before. And Tom, when I think of Magic Johnson, and I think about the unprecedented access of seeing the workings of Magic Johnson, I get extremely excited. Because not only is Magic one of, if not the greatest all-around basketball player that we have ever seen, but Magic's workings outside of NBA basketball, it's been completely thrilling to see. It's so interesting. This guy's a philanthropist. He's an entrepreneur. He's a terrific businessman. He was a spokesperson for a disease that we knew next to nothing about. He killed a lot of ignorant stereotypes about the HIV virus. So when you look at interesting figures over the course of basketball history, you may be hard-pressed to find someone that's more interesting than Magic Johnson.
Yeah, that's a great story, especially if he allows total access, and he's forthright in his comments. And I can tell you this, whoever the writer of that documentary is going to be, you know they're going to go at him about his last year with the Lakers, because that was not beautiful. That was not pretty. And they're going to go in depth about that. And Magic is the kind of guy that will be very honest about that. You know, there was something with Ron Palinka and Magic and this and that and Genie and all of that. And it's... it'll be very interesting how that unravels in a documentary, because it did not end well for Magic. He didn't look good at all.
No, there's no question. And I think if you go back to Magic's playing days and the way that came to a close, so Magic takes a team to the NBA Finals in 1991 against the Chicago Bulls. I don't care what picture is painted, that Laker team had a very little chance of topping that Bulls squad in a seven-game series. I know in The Last Dance, David Aldridge says, after game one, everyone thought the Lakers were going to win that series. There is no one that thought the Lakers were going to win that series, right? I mean, Magic did some unbelievable work with that team. And then we get that shocking announcement, Magic Johnson has HIV. And at that particular time, Magic was Superman. This is a guy that had gone to the finals 9 times in 12 years. He was a 5-time NBA champion. So then Magic attempts to come back, plays the preseason. Due to pressure from other players, he retires. That particular comeback was cut short. We see Magic in the All-Star game. He was voted an All-Star despite not playing a single regular season game. We watch Magic really become one of the leaders of the Dream Team, which is the most polarizing basketball team ever assembled. Then we see Magic make a comeback as a coach. Then we see Magic make one more comeback as a player, and the Lakers are ousted in the opening round by the Houston Rockets. Then we see Magic become part owner of the Lakers. Then we see Magic come back as vice president of player operations, and he lands LeBron James, and then, as you mentioned, turmoil ensues. A lot of he said, she said things with Rob Pelinka. I mean, the storylines here could be truly fascinating for a 10-part documentary if it intends to go that deep just on his playing days.
Well, I hope that people remember this, and I think they gave Michael the same kind of lenience. I hope they give Magic the same kind of lenience from the standpoint, no matter what you want to think about Magic and HIV and the way it ended this last year with the Lakers and the coaching and this and the unwillingness to put 18-hour days in. See, Magic didn't realize that when you're coaching an NBA team, that's an 18-hour-a-day job. He didn't realize that. But I hope that people are lenient enough to say, okay, that was play away from being a player, that, like you said, in regards to his playing, unquestioned. Best point guard ever and one of the best players ever. And that's what he should always be appreciated by. And if you want to hiccup at some of his missteps as a general manager, as a coach, you can hiccup at that, but you can't hold that against him.
No, but I do believe there are some not-so-flattering elements to Magic Johnson being a part of the NBA in general. Like, for instance, Paul Westhead, one of my favorite coaches, the guru of Go, regardless of what we believe, Magic did have a pretty good say in Paul Westhead getting ousted in Los Angeles, right? That's something I want to see in the documentary. Magic Johnson's inability to come back and mesh with a Laker team in 94-95 when it was a huge deal that Magic makes his return. And Magic's turmoil once again, even though he has a terrific relationship with Jeannie Buss, unable to have a sticking position within the Lakers front office. I mean, for all the glory of Magic, and everybody has this, right? It's not just MJ, it's not just Magic, but that kind of stuff needs to be highlighted as well because, well, it is the mindset of a competitor to not agree and go with every little thing that an organization throws at you.
Right, and Magic has his own mind about things, and he let it be known. But at the same time, you've got to be at the office, you've got to put the work in, and that's the bottom line, is work. I mean, there are a lot of hard workers. Kurt Ram is one of the hardest workers ever in the history of the Lakers organization. You know, he worked 18, 20 hours a day. But Magic still had his thoughts about how the team should be run. And in a lot of ways, it wasn't quite the way that Rob Pelinka thought. It wasn't quite the way Jeannie Buss thought. And it wasn't even quite the way that Kobe Bryant thought. But it doesn't matter because he still added to the history of the Lakers in a good way. And so people need to understand everybody's not perfect, except in this case, Magic was perfect as a point guard.
No question. Again, Tom Perkins, our guest right now of HoopCityNews.com. So, Tom, let me pose this question to you, and I'm going to take the obvious answer out because you're a Kobe Bryant fanatic. I love Kobe Bryant, my favorite athlete of all time. Eventually, we will get a Kobe Bryant documentary. It's already been said that over the last two seasons of his career, TV cameras or recording cameras were everywhere. Eventually, we will see a Kobe Bryant documentary that goes in depth to not only his illustrious career, but the last two seasons of his career. And I, for one, cannot wait for it. Okay, so let's take the obvious answer, Kobe, out of the equation. If you were put in charge to head a documentary, because this is going to be a new reoccurring theme, The Last Dance set this precedent, and it can't be the Bulls and it cannot be Magic or Kobe, what other player or team, era of a team, would you like to see in the form of documentary?
Well, there's a lot of exciting players throughout the NBA history. I mean, I think that James Worthy would be certainly a person that would be fun to document. I think without a doubt Kareem would, because Kareem, you know, arguably has as much of a record of a body of work as anybody, including Michael. So Kareem would be a very fantastic person to document, especially since he was very closed off to the media, and he had to go through two transitions, you know, high school to college, college to the NBA. And then he changed his name to a Muslim name because he at first was Lew Alcindor. So that he would be very interesting to do that besides Kobe.
Let me throw one out there to you. Obviously, here in the state of Utah, people would love to see a documentary on Stockton and Malone. I'd be all for that, right? We're talking about one of the lone instances in NBA history where two Hall of Famers just couldn't quite get over that hump to win an NBA championship. And you and I had a conversation a couple of weeks back about Jerry Sloan. I mean, that triangle, Sloan, Stockton, Malone, that's obviously appealing. But when you talk about the media being closed off, is there a more fascinating dynasty in that regard that lacked the drama than what we saw from the San Antonio Spurs? I mean, because really, Tim Duncan's one of the greatest basketball players to ever play. You look at Greg Popovich, he's going to go down as one of the greatest coaches to ever play. And that was such a well-oiled machine for the better part of 20 years. That could be a fascinating documentary, right, as far as how the front office managed to reload, how Greg Popovich managed to take all the pressure off his players, and he's responsible for the media scrutiny, how Tim Duncan managed to just shut up and play basketball for the better part of 20 years, and how this core continued to compete for NBA championships. I'd be fascinated to watch that.
That would be fascinating, because the thing with Popovich, he had full control, and he had full buy-in by all the players. And so Popovich, when he would tell his team in the locker room, okay, you're going to do this, and you're not going to do this. You're going to say this to the media, and you're going to stay away from that media. So what I'm saying is Popovich had full control on how his players conducted themselves off the court, and they saw it paid off to listen to him.
Yeah, and the other fascinating aspect is when you look at NBA champions, for instance, we look at Kobe. Kobe won three in a row. Kobe won two in a row. MJ won three in a row. Then he won three in a row again. We just saw this tremendous dynasty of the Golden State Warriors. But when you look at the San Antonio Spurs, Tom, they never won back-to-back championships, which is incredible to think that Tim Duncan has five and they never went back-to-back.
That is incredible. All they did was win, 52-plus games for 20 years?
That's nuts to think about.
I mean, that right there alone is a fantastic record. It may not have resulted in an NBA championship, but, man, for 20 years, they're averaging about 50, 55 games a year that they're winning. That's pretty hard to do.
Yeah, and again, to put this in perspective, with Tim Duncan, this team won a championship in 99. They won a championship in 2003. They won a championship in 2005. They won a championship in 2007. They won a championship in 2014. But during that time frame, they were in contention year in and year out. And that's absolutely fascinating to me. So sign me up for a San Antonio Spurs documentary. I'd watch it anytime, any place. But we know we're getting Magic next. I'm looking forward to it. Tom Perkins, our guest right now with HoopCityNews.com. Tom, always enjoy the conversations. Before I let you go, please let everyone know where they can find more of your work.
Okay, well, HoopCityNews.com, we're read in 23 countries now. We're very popular. People really loved to read our site. We have statistics and, of course, articles. I always say my award-winning articles. I got an award a couple of years ago for an article I wrote about Luka Doncic. So anyway, you can read a whole bunch of stuff, statistics, salaries, everything. Plus, you can hear this show from my website, because it'll be in the blog section where you can actually click on it and hear this entire show, hear the fantastic voice of Jordan and all the expertise that's involved.
Tom, it's always a pleasure to get you on again. Thank you for taking out the time for two segments, and I know we'll do it again relatively soon.
Thank you so much, Jordan. My pleasure.
Let's break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. We'll put the final touches on this week when we return.